And this summer, did you know that Wyandotte County was declared a disaster area?
No, I did not.
Because it's had so little rain.
Well, I knew we'd had very little rain here, yes.
Yes.
Very little.
Now, what is that called when you don't have any rain for a long time?
Drought or dry spell or
drought. That's what I wanted. Getting back to that pesky wind. Suppose all of a sudden there hadn't been any wind, and now there is a lot of wind. You'd say the wind is what?
Whipping up her.
All right. And if you got up this morning and had seen little glaze of white over all your flowers and the grass and everything, what would you have had last night? What would have happened?
Well, I would say a fog, but I don't know if that's right or not.
A fog?
Fog.
If the temperature got down to freezing and that's what caused this glaze, would you still call it a fog?
No, I'd call that frost.
Okay. And if this wind that we just had whipping up, if it suddenly quit, what would you say had happened to it?
The wind went down, would that be it? The wind, I don't know.
Would you say went down? That's what I want. The wind went down. Some of the other things it says that people sometimes say is things like the wind let up or died down. You know, you've heard those too. But you'd say went down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If the lake down at the park this morning had a very thin layer of ice on it, you'd say the lake had done what?
Frozen over.
All right. And Miss Moody, what would you call this room we're sitting in right now?
Well, we call it the library because there's many books in here, I guess. But you could say the living room. Maybe that would be better.
Okay. And with this fireplace over here, if you had a wood fire in it, the smoke would go up through the what?
Chimney.
That's kind of fun to do, though, if you don't have any reason to get up in the morning.
Yes.
Now, Miss, would you name for me rooms in a house, all the different rooms you can think of, kind of slow so I can write them down?
Well, the hall, living room, music room, dining room, breakfast room, and kitchen.
Can you think of any others?
Well, a pantry or closet or toilet.
We'll write that down. And what do you have up on above the second floor where you store things? What's that called?
Attic.
What is the part around the bottom of the fireplace? But sometimes it's built up a little higher than the floor, and sometimes it's just level with the floor.